time to finish. Come worship at the Rivers.
To learn and grow.
Hi, we would like to welcome you to the Rivers,
where your life will never be the same.
I'm Pastor Don Givens.
And I'm Pastor Susan Givens.
And we would like to welcome you to come worship at the Rivers.
Amen, amen, and amen. Welcome to Rivers of Life Christian Center, Sunday morning words of encouragement. We thank God for you. We're believing God for you. We've covered your prayers. We're asking you, pray for us. Mention our names when you pray. And pray for us according to what's on your heart. We are so grateful and so thankful. Saints of the Most High God, I'm encouraging you to pray like you've never prayed before. I'm encouraging you to pray and seek God's face like you've never prayed and sought God's face before. I'm telling you right now that when you draw near to God, He draws near to you. And if there's any time at any season we need to draw near to God, it's now. It's now. It doesn't matter how you view what's happening in the earth. In your life, the truth of the matter is this: our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is calling us to draw closer to Him. Well, that's our part. That's what we do. Our heart's desire is to make sure that Jesus Christ is our treasure. So I'm encouraging you. And here's the other thing, saints. Here's the other thing. Do you know if you're praying for your brother and sister, you don't have time to criticize them? If you're praying for your brother and sister, you know, it'd be harder for you to find fault with them. Saints, pray for the body of Christ. Pray for yourself. Seek first the kingdom of God. Saints of the Most High God, it is time to pray. Our heart's desire is to walk in the manifestation of the body of Christ. No more do we want to be a entity that is showing fracture and that type of thing. Saints, pray. Pray. It's time to pray. It's time to repent. It's time to give God glory. Saints, pray. Praise God. If you would, go with me to Matthew chapter 4. We're going to look at verse 23 and 24. And the Bible says this. Well, here the Bible says Jesus was going throughout all Galilee. All Galilee. Teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming, listen to this, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom. The gospel of the kingdom. Well, we cannot, if we're not proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, we're teaching a different message than Jesus taught. We cannot talk about how we're proclaiming the gospel and not proclaiming, teaching, or preaching the kingdom. And here's the fruit of teaching the gospel of the kingdom. Notice what it says. He was proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and look at this, and healing every kind of disease and every kind of sickness among the people. When we preach and teach the gospel of the kingdom, the fruit is the healing of every kind of disease, every kind of sickness among the people. Among the people. The gospel of the kingdom is greater than the challenge that people face. He went on to say, the news about him spread throughout all Syria. And listen to this. And they brought to him all who were ill. So the illness didn't matter. The whatever it is that they were dealing with did not matter. Because there is no illness that the gospel of the kingdom have not already overcome. None. And he went on. The Bible went on to say, listen to this, those suffering with various diseases and pains, Jesus healed them all. Various, multiple diseases, multiple, whatever the cause of the disease or the pain was, Jesus healed it because he proclaimed the gospel of the kingdom. The Bible says that Jesus healed those who, listen to this, demoniacs, epileptics, paralytics, and he healed them. So whatever the cause, whatever the disease, whatever the being held in bondage to, Jesus healed it. And he healed it, the Bible says, teaching or proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom. Saints of the Most High God, the gospel of the kingdom has made you free. The kingdom, when the kingdom is preached, you are released from whatever bondage that's trying to hold you in bondage. Saints, in the name of Jesus Christ heals you. Jesus Christ makes you well. Jesus Christ restores you. No matter what it is, Jesus Christ frees you. Jesus Christ raises you up. Jesus Christ has healed you. Receive the greatness of what God has done through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Saints, write us at riversoflifecc.com/prayer. Hit the testimony button and testify of the great thing that God has done in your life. Again, write us at riversoflifecc.com. Hit the prayer button. Hit the testimony button. Excuse me. Hit the testimony button and tell of the great thing that God has done in your life. Amen. Saints, if you would go with me to John chapter 6, verse 63. Saints of the Most High God, I'm here to tell you that in James 6:4, James 4, 6 through 7, the Bible says, but he gives greater grace. Therefore it says, God is opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Submit therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Saints of the Most High God, submit to God. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. Saints, read the word, pray the word, obey the word, speak the word. Again, read the word, pray the word, obey the word, speak the word. One more time. Read the word. Pray the word. Obey the word. Speak the word. And the word will manifest in your life. Saints, we must have an unwavering prayer life. We must have a fasting regimen. We must read our Bible. We must live a consecrated life. We must refrain from willful sin. Again, we must have an unwavering prayer life. We must have a fasting regimen. We must read our Bible. We must live a consecrated life. We must refrain from willful sin. One more time. We must have an unwavering prayer life. We must have a fasting regimen. We must read our Bible. We must live a consecrated life. We must refrain from willful sin. Saints, if we practice these, we will never stumble, ever. Saints, when it comes to dealing with the flesh cannot be trusted or reasoned with. Cannot be trusted or reasoned with. The flesh must be crucified. Now, let's go to John chapter 6 and look at verse 63. The Bible says it is the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, okay? It is the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I have spoken to you are Spirit and life. Spirit and our life. Spirit and our life. Spirit and our life. We must understand that Jesus is still speaking to us. And since we are born again spirits, he's speaking to our spirit. He's speaking to our spirit. So let's look at this as we go on. It says, it is the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, and look what he does, who gives life. Who gives life. It is not our mind. It is not our intellect. It is not our vitamins. It is not our working out. It is We must, as saints, grab hold of this and not let it get away from us. It is the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, who gives life. And look at what this says. The flesh profits nothing. The flesh profits nothing. It doesn't matter how much you invest in the flesh. It doesn't matter how much we look at the flesh. It doesn't matter how much we try to coddle the flesh. Here's the truth. The flesh profits nothing. Nothing. We must concentrate on the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit is the life giver. You want to prolong your life, concentrate on the Holy Spirit. You want to be healthy and strong, concentrate on the Holy Spirit. Because here, this is Jesus speaking, and Jesus says, the flesh profits nothing. You can drink all the healthy drinks you want. The flesh will still profit nothing. We must get to a point where we are focused on what the Lord has said. Isn't that right? We can do all of the things that sounds good. And to the natural man, they make some type of sense. But when it comes to the giver of life, they profit nothing. An apple a day might keep the doctor away, but it won't keep you healthy. Because the Spirit gives life, not the apple. So, and the Bible went on to say, this is Jesus speaking, the words that I have spoken to you, listen to this, are spirit. You hear that? The words that I have spoken to you are spirit. So it is the words that Jesus Christ has spoken to us is not words of this world system. But they are spirit. They are not things that are physical. But if they are spirit, they are coming forth from that which God has ordained and that which the Holy Spirit brings to pass. So if we read the Bible like we're reading a novel, then we're missing out. But if we're reading the Bible for what it is, the Spirit of God speaking through us, and we're getting agreement with it, it will manifest in our right now in our physical body, because the Spirit is greater than the physical. Amen. And so Jesus says, I have spoken to you, the words that I have spoken to you are spirit. And he's not talking about human spirit to human spirit. He's talking about Holy Spirit to human spirit. And this spirit that Jesus speaks is the spirit that gives life. This is the word that that's used as quickened in biblical terms. And it's another way of saying made alive. This word, when you see this word quickened in the Bible, okay? This is what Jesus speaks. And this word is to say being made alive. Made alive. So when Jesus speaks and we obey, we are being made alive. Amen. That's right. We must obey what Jesus said. We cannot, because this word that Jesus is speaking to us is the word that the Lord God has in store for us to live by from before we were called from this world, while we were in the mother's womb, from before we were created in the earth. This word is the word that the Lord God has laid out for us since from before the beginning. And if we want to take advantage of this, of what the Lord had already written concerning us, we must obey what has been written. Because what has been written is about us. It concerns us. It is God's will for us. So we don't have to to try to intellectualize God's word, we need to obey it. We must obey it. For these words that Jesus has spoken to us, not only are they spirit, they are life. And let me tell you something. If you're looking for life from anywhere other than the spirit that Jesus has spoken over you, you're looking in the wrong place. Receive the word of God and live the fullness of salvation and glorify God in your walk. Amen? Look, saints, we're going to have to stop there. You know, I tell you, God is great to us. He's good to us. We are of God, little children. And greater is he who is in us than he who is in the world. Saints, be sure to listen to our next Rivers of Life Christian Center Words of Encouragement. Set yourself a reminder so that you will not miss our next Rivers of Life Christian Center Words of Encouragement. There are those of you who do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Let me tell you, now is the time to receive Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. If that's you, please pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus Christ, I am a sinner. Lord Jesus Christ, forgive me of my sins. Lord Jesus Christ, save me. Amen. And then there are those of you who know the Lord Jesus Christ and live a life of willful disobedience to God. You know, that's opposing God. You know, and you might be on the verge of being apostate. If that's you, please repent. Please repent. Please pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I turn from my sins. Lord Jesus, I turn to you. Jesus, I confess my sins. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for you are faithful and you are righteous to forgive me of my sins and to cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Our YouTube channel is YouTube/@ROLCCVA. Thank you for subscribing to our YouTube channel. Saints, God is looking for willing vessels. God is looking for you and for me. Our goal is to win 1 million souls for the Lord Jesus Christ, and that's just the beginning. Listen to our podcast. Our podcast is ROLCCVA. New podcasts are Sunday and Wednesday, 5 a.m. Eastern Time. Follow us on X. Follow us on Rumble, @ROLCCVA. Come to Rivers of Life Christian Center. We meet at 3940 Airline Boulevard, Suite 104, Chesapeake, Virginia, 23321. Good news is revealed at Rivers of Life Christian Center. Every believer, every single believer should be in a church like Rivers of Life Christian Center, where Jesus Christ is exalted where the Word of God, where the Holy Spirit is in manifestation, where the Word of God is ministered in power and without compromise. Every believer should be in a church like Rivers Life Christian Center. I mean every believer, especially now. Every believer includes you. Saints, it's time to come to church. Service times, Sunday, 10 a.m. Wednesday, 6:30 p.m. Online until further notice. Explore our website. Our website is riversoflifecc.com. We encourage every believer to pray at a minimum 1 hour per day. Join us in fasting every month. Let's believe God together. Send us your prayer request at riversoflifecc.com/prayer. Let's join our faith together to meet your need. Let's agree together for signs, wonders, miracles, healings, confirmation of the Word, gifts and manifestations of the Holy Spirit in your life. Saints, we thank you for your bountiful and gracious giving. Go to riversoflifecc.com/donate. We pray the fullness of God's grace abound towards you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Since it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but on every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Saints, obey God and walk in the fullness of the blessing. Saints of the Most High God, I have good news for you. Grab hold of this with all your heart and all of your faith. Something good is going to happen to you this very hour, this very day. Jesus of Nazareth is passing your way. Come worship at the Rivers.
Thank you for watching today's words of encouragement.
Come worship at the Rivers.